VWA, mobile.
So it's KM4 to VWA, KD2BNG.
KD2BNG, how are you, Glenn?
Just gotta drive to the bank, deposit some money before, I don't know, checks and payments start bouncing. And other than that, not a whole lot going on today.
Same old stuff, different day, just smells worse, huh?
That's basically correct. Same thing, different day. I guess it's called retirement or unemployment, whichever you prefer. Same thing, different day.
I always manage to find stuff to keep me busy. My wife, she thinks that she's still working. It's her duty in life to make sure that I'm not bored.
Someone to motivate you. You know, behind every successful man is a woman, you know, nudging him with a sharp stick.
Got it correct, my man. You got it correct. But, you know, she's good for me. She's good to me. Keeps me fed. Keeps me happy. And I do the best the same for her. So, anyhow, it all works. So, anyhow, in the meantime, what's up for the weekend? You going partying anywhere?
I don't do that anymore, and I'm not even sure I did that much in my 20s and 30s either. At some point, the partying thing, you know, in the traditional sense, you know, doesn't really do it for me anymore. Who's that, who did that song, Mama Told Me Not to Come? Three Dog Night. Yeah, you know, when you get to a certain age, you start trying to go to party like you did when you were teenagers or in your early 20s. That song starts to roll through your mind. Mama Told Me Not to Come.
Yeah, I know what you mean. Well, when I meant partying, I meant, you know, you get together with friends, you going out to do anything fun, or just what you up to this weekend?
Friends is something I never either cultivated or could never really hold on to. I guess I'm not by nature an aggregate type person. I don't really know if I really had any friends down here. The last person I was close to was KI4MLN. You've talked to Al in the past, I'm sure. But he became the silent key like some months ago. So we got on well. He had a sense of humor, you know, a lot of which I can't really repeat on the radio. But we got on well together, and his brother and sister-in-law didn't especially like me, and eventually they didn't really want me coming around there anymore. But yeah, you know, I don't make friends that easily.
Using good discretion with the people that you hang around with is not a bad thing. And you know, there's lots of good people on the ham.
Yeah, that's true, but it's not as though you ever actually get to meet, you know, unless there's a contest or something. And, you know, when do you ever really meet your other, you know, the voice on the radio somewhere? That's the only time I ever met most of the people I used to hang out with on that one repeater on Long Island. You know, the one time there was this contest in the, I don't know, in the basement of the firehouse or something. I finally got to meet some of the people I'd actually been talking to. Maybe you're right. You know, I'm sure there's people I've talked to that wouldn't mind hanging out for a cup of coffee or something.
Now, I tell you what, something else you might want to consider is, you know, going up to the Greenville Club. Rars, that's a pretty good bunch of folks, too.
Downtown Greenville somewhere near the Red Cross building, or wherever they meet, I don't even really know. Yeah, that's I never was part of a radio club. That might be worthwhile. Just to get to know some of the people on the radio.
Might just turn out to be some fun. That's a pretty good bunch over there. Listen, I just pulled up, and I got to go in and give somebody else some more money. And I'm going to run in there and take care of this. So if you're on here when I get back out, I'll give you a holler. So KB2, BMG, AN4VWA, I'm clear after you find
me. Hey, KD2BNG, I'll talk to you later, 73. Oh, here's my exit. I should concentrate on driving. But you take care, stay safe.